Good evening, everyone. This is Art Bell with the Art Bell Speaks radio show, and I hope you're ready for a very special program tonight. Now, you know me, I'm not one to shy away from controversial topics, but tonight we're diving into something that's near and dear to my heart, shortwave radio antennas. That's right, folks, we are going to go there, and I don't give a shit who gets offended. Look, I've already downed half a case, and that bitch, George Norrie, is out getting me a handle of cheap scotch right now. That guy is such a pussy. So expect things to get weird. Hashtag keep 43 weird, folks. But let me warn you up front. My thoughts on antennas are personal, they're provocative, and they might just challenge everything you think you know about radio. We're not just talking about dipoles versus verticals or G5 RVs versus long wires. No. Tonight we're digging into the philosophy of antennas, their purpose, their mysteries, the politics, and the strange, almost erotic connection they seem to have with the fucking stupid and obsessive operators who build and use them. Why do some antennas perform like magic while others seem cursed? Are certain designs being suppressed by mainstream ham culture? And dare I say it, is there something supernatural about the perfect resonance of a well-tuned wire? I'll also be sharing my unfiltered opinions on some of the classics, like why I think dipoles are shit, why verticals might secretly be the work of an underground cult, and how the twin-lead folded dipole could very well be the antenna that bridges our epoch in time with time travelers from the future. So, whether you're an antenna aficionado, a pirate operator looking for a signal edge, or just someone who wants to hear a guy go balls deep into a huge pile of bullshit, you won't want to miss this. Tonight's program is going to get technical. It's going to get philosophical. It might even get a bit sticky. And yes, it will get weird. Because this is Art Bell Speaks Radio. Stay tuned. Oh, finally. That took him long enough. Here's that prick George Norrie with my scotch now. That fucking pussy.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Art. I got lost on the way. Here is your bourbon.
Bourbon? Fucking dickhead. Scotch, Norrie. I said scotch. Now go back out and get it right this time. Fucking dipshit. You see what I have to put up with, folks?
Sometimes she runs. Sometimes she don't. More than once she's left me on the side of the road. She gets the slower we go, but there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. She needs a carburetor, a set of plug wires. She's riding me around on four-ball tires. The wipers don't work and the horn don't blow, but there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. We'll be right back. wrong with a rodeo.
Ain't nothing wrong with the radio. Bullshit. I got more busted radios than working ones. Sorry about the country music, folks. I fucking hate country music. But it is a song about a car radio. A car radio, most likely attached to a vertical antenna. Sounds like some George Noory type shit. And, by the way, where is that fucker with my scotch? Okay, buckle up. Because tonight we're diving into the fiery, conspiratorial world of vertical antennas. You've heard me rant about their dangerous tendencies before, but there's more to this story. Oh, so much more. You see, vertical antennas aren't just a piece of gear. They're the unwitting stars of a physics-defying nightmare, a cult-fueled conspiracy, and maybe even a threat to the freedom of the airwaves. First, let's tackle the science, or the lack thereof. Vertical antennas, by their very design, are so efficient at capturing and transmitting signals that they're messing with the very fabric of reality. That sleek, upright geometry, it channels electromagnetic waves faster than the speed of light. Yes, faster. I know what you're thinking. Art, that's impossible. Well, so is a vertical antenna melting in your backyard. Yet, here we are. When these antennas pull in signals at superluminal speeds, they heat up fast. That heat doesn't just stay confined to the metal. It turns the whole rig into a smoldering pile of boiled shit. And when they transmit, it's even worse. Pushing out signals faster than light creates an insane energy feedback loop that pulls way too much current. The result? Fires, melted components, and a radio operator left staring at a pile of slag where their gear used to be. But here's where it gets interesting. Ground radials, those unassuming wires spread out beneath the antenna, actually slow this process down. They act like a cooling system for the insanity, dissipating energy and keeping the fire hazard in check. Without them, you're basically inviting your vertical antenna to self-destruct. But do the so-called vertical devotees care about this? Absolutely fucking not. They're too busy worshiping their precious antennas with the blind zeal of a cult. And make no mistake, folks, this isn't just a metaphor. There is a cult of vertical antenna enthusiasts out there, and their devotion is more than a little suspicious. They don't just love verticals, they evangelize them, pushing operators to ignore science, skip radials, and accept the noise. Why? Because they're not just enthusiasts. They're part of a shadowy cabal looking to undermine freedom on the airwaves. I shit you not. Think about it. If your gear is constantly melting down, you're too distracted to explore the HF bands, experiment with radio, or stand up to the powers that be. You're stuck in an endless cycle of repair and replacement, all while the cult consolidates control. It's a classic strategy. Keep the people dependent, and you keep them powerless. So what can you do? First, lay down those ground radials, like your life depends on it, because it just might. Second, question the propaganda. Ask yourself why this cult is so hell-bent on pushing a design that's so inherently flawed. And finally, resist. Freedom on the airwaves is too important to surrender to melting antennas and shadowy conspiracies. Stay vigilant, stay informed, and shove those vertical antennas where the sun don't shine. Because in the end, folks, the airwaves belong to all of us. Not to some cabal of cultists trying to burn them down.
I've been drifting on the sea of heartbreak, trying to get myself ashore for so long. For so long. Listening to the strangest stories, wondering where it all went wrong for so long, for so long. But hold on, hold on, hold on to what you got. Listen, hold on, hold on, hold on to what you got.
Hold on to what you got. Just don't hold on to a fucking vertical antenna without proper ground radials, folks. Or the electrical path from your hand to your ball sack is going to be a radial. Now, let me tell you about another antenna you wouldn't want to fuck with your worst enemies. Cock. Let's get down to basics. Something strange is going on with our beloved cats and dogs these days. It's not the food, it's not the water, and it's certainly not some natural evolution of digestion. No. The reason your pets are turning into four-legged methane factories is something much more insidious. And it's tied to G5RV antennas. That's right. These so-called classic ham radio antennas are directly responsible for why you can't sit in the same room as your pets anymore. Now, the G5RV antenna has been hailed as a versatile, all-band miracle by pirate operators for decades, but I've always had my doubts. And here's why. These antennas have a nasty habit of radiating harmonics in ways that weren't intended, not just into the ionosphere, but into everything around them. That's right, folks. The RF emissions from a G5RV don't just bounce off the ionosphere. They sink into your walls, your furniture, and, yes, your pets. So here's my theory. These stray RF emissions are interacting with the gut microbiomes of our furry friends, accelerating the fermentation process and creating an unnatural level of gas. Cats, dogs, they're like walking RF detectors now. Tune to your G5RV's output. Every time you key up your mic on 43 meters, you're basically hitting the turbo button on your pet's internal gas factory. And let's talk about the pirate radio operators who swear by these antennas. They'll tell you the G5RV is a masterpiece, a gift to radio. But do they mention the collateral damage? Do they care that they're turning your home into a noxious gas chamber? Absolutely not. They're too busy racking up weak HFU logs to notice the cat shooting death glares at them from across the room. I've even heard whispers of a conspiracy, because of course there's a conspiracy. What if the G5RV antenna is being pushed by a shadowy group with ties to the pet food industry? Think about it. If your pets are farting all the time, you're going to blame the food, right? You'll switch brands, spend more money, all while the real culprit, the G5RV, is hanging innocently in your backyard, laughing in its twisted RF frequencies. So here's my advice. If you're using a G5RV antenna, take a good, hard look at your pet's behavior. Are they farting more than usual? Are they glaring at you every time you tune up? Consider switching to a better tuned antenna, or, at the very least, keep the thing as far away from your house as possible. Because, folks, freedom on the airwaves is important, but not at the cost of your living room turning into a biological hazard zone. Let's be responsible operators. And maybe give our pets a break. And speaking of breaks, if that fucking Nori isn't back by the time this next tune ends, I'm going to make that fucker eat cat food for a week. this just occurred to me. Does CHU run a G5RV on 3330 kilohertz? Is that why its harmonic on 6660 kilohertz is so strong? Fucking Canucks.
Hey, Art. I'm back. I got you a bottle of Crown.
Crown? Crown Canadian whiskey? For fuck's sake, Nori. Two things, dipshit. One, that's whiskey, not scotch, you moron. And B, why did you have to get something Canadian?
Sorry, Art. I can go right back out again.
No, Nori. Just sit the fuck down and pour me a tall glass. No fucking ice. All right, now go sit down over there. No, over there. Keep walking, dipshit. Yeah, there. Take a seat. Okay, where was I? All right, folks, I need to get this off my chest. Dipole antennas are the dumbest, most overrated pieces of shit ever strung between two trees. Oh, sure, everyone swears by them. Oh, Art, they're efficient, they're simple, they're the gold standard for antennas. Yeah? Well, it's not gold, it's piss on a rope, and piss stinks, and so does your precious dipole antenna. Let's start with the basics. It's just two wires stretched out, right? That's the genius of it. That's what decades of antenna engineering have come to. I mean, come on. We're out here using stretchy radios. Sometimes we even use radios that work. And you're telling me the best thing to pair with that tech is two pieces of metal hung up like a cheap laundry line? Give me a break. And don't even get me started on the installation. Oh, just string it up between two trees, Art. It's easy. No, it's not. You ever tried to find two perfectly spaced trees that aren't about to fall over? Or better yet, tried putting up a dipole in the fucking desert where there are no trees? Yeah, great idea. Let me just rent a couple of 50-foot poles and spend all afternoon figuring out how to anchor them in the sand. Or maybe I should just strap one end to one of those black triangles that hover over my property and hope for the best. But here's what really kills me, the fanatics. The pirate operators who treat their dipole like it's some kind of sacred relic. They'll lecture you for hours about resonance, impedance matching, and the beauty of a perfectly balanced antenna. Meanwhile, I'm sitting there thinking, buddy, your signal is 3S units, weaker than the guy down the street using a vertical. But do they care? No. They're too busy bragging about their SWR. And let's talk about the performance. Yeah, it works, but only if you've got it installed perfectly, at the right height, the right angle, with a tuner, and on the right band. Miss any of those, and your signal's garbage. And yet these dipole disciples act like it's the holy grail of antennas. You know what it is? It's the holy grail of mediocrity. So here's the deal. If you love your dipole, fine. Good for you. But don't come at me like it's the end-all, be-all of antennas. There are better options out there. Antennas that actually make sense. That don't involve 50 feet of coax and a prayer. Because let's be real, folks. Dipoles aren't genius. They're just lazy engineering that's been dressed up as tradition. And I, for one, I'm not fucking buying it anymore. We'll be right back. You won't believe this, folks. While playing Darude's Sandstorm, Nori fucking fell asleep. Who falls asleep during that piece of classic early 2000s trance? Anyway, while the track played, I went over there, put his left pinky up his nose, his right hand down his pants, and left a Penthouse magazine open to the centerfold in his lap. When the fucker wakes up, he'll wonder what the fuck happened. Okay, for my last tirade of the night, let me tell you about the unsung hero of the antenna world. The twin lead folded dipole. This isn't just any antenna, it's a revelation, a game changer. And dare I say, the antenna Graham Hancock himself whispered to me about in confidence. That's right. If you think this is just another piece of radio gear, you're not paying attention to the bigger picture. Now, Graham Hancock doesn't just drop tips about antennas to anyone. When a man who's unearthed ancient mysteries and challenge the establishment takes the time to talk antennas, you listen. And here's what he told me. The twin lead folded dipole isn't just an antenna. It's a portal to higher understanding. He swears this design aligns with sacred geometry, an ancient forgotten science that harmonizes with the natural resonances of the universe. And he swears if you look at some ancient hieroglyphics at just the right angle, you will see that the folded dipole was actually invented by the pharaoh Tutankhamun himself. And you know what? He's right. Think about it. That elegant folded design creates a wider bandwidth, a stronger signal, and a beautifully balanced impedance. It's like the antenna itself wants you to succeed. Compare that to your basic dipole. A couple of wires pretending to be cutting edge, and you realize how far ahead the twin lead folded dipole really is. But here's where it gets really wild. Hancock told me, off the record of course, that this design mirrors the energy harnessing structures of ancient civilizations. He hinted that the folded dipole resonates not just with RF frequencies, but with the very vibrations of the Earth itself. Is it possible that the twin lead folded dipole is a modern echo of some ancient technology? I can't say for sure, but the results speak for themselves. And the best part? It's practical. No finicky tuning. No, gotta get it just right. Nonsense like you deal with a traditional dipole. It just works. You string it up, connect it, and boom. You're pulling in signals like the universe has opened its doors just for you. So why doesn't everyone use one? I'll tell you why. The ham radio establishment doesn't want you to know about it. They want you stuck with your inefficient temperamental designs because they're afraid of what you might discover with something better. But I say enough is enough. It's time we embrace the twin lead folded dipole for the masterpiece it is. It's time we step out of the shadows of mediocrity and into the light of true radio enlightenment. So if you're still clinging to your outdated antennas, take a moment to ask yourself, what am I missing? Because trust me, folks, the twin lead folded dipole isn't just an antenna, it's a revolution. Now for a little poem. Oh, twin lead folded dipole, so fine. A marvel of balance, a signal divine. Your loops of wire, so neatly aligned, outshine the dipoles of humbler design. No traps, no tuners, no coaxic strife. You spring into action, breathing new life. Your bandwidth wide, your resonance true. Oh, twin lead folded, there's none like you. In storms or in calm, you stand ever tall, drawing in signals, rejecting the brawl. No finicky angles, no trees in despair. You hum with the whispers that fill the air. Legends may whisper, the ancients may know, that Twin Lead's design is a mystical show. A harmony crafted in wisdom's old light. Twin Lead folded dipole. You're truly just right. Okay, folks, that's the show. Nuri is still asleep and looks like a complete clown right now. Thanks for listening, and hopefully I will be back with a Christmas special in the coming weeks or days. I'll send out EQSLs again when I get a chance. And I plan to run this on several bands with rebroadcasts. Not just 43 meters. We are looking at 33 meters around 9290 kilohertz and 73 meters around 4100 kilohertz, as well as our usual spot on 6950 kilohertz. You can control what antenna you use, but the time of day controls what band is best, of course. Okay, fuck off now. Hashtag keep 43 meters weird. And don't forget to put your logs up on the HFU board.